Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Check me out at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On 3. Sign up today for just $1. But it's not just me there. For now, I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. RiverlandRoofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space than our friends over at Riverland Roofing. I'm in the New Albany Riverland Roofing branch, and that Zach Berry, friend of mine, can also be found at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On 3. He is the recruiting expert for us. He has all of the recruiting angles covered, or at least he says he does. My friend, welcome into what has been a thrown together live, but let's do this kind of edition of Talk of Champions powered by Riverland Roofing. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
You're so monotone. You never match my energy, ever.
Well, I have a little bit of an excuse, but it's good. Like, had that first week, had to hit the ground running, and then had a big weekend on tap. So that took up a good chunk of my weekend, but got to watch Ole Miss Washington State, got a good thorough look at Georgia in that Auburn game, which it's gettable. It's not your older brother's Georgia anymore. There's some holes there, but I'm sure we'll talk about that as the week goes on. But yeah, good to be back. Second week already, talking a good bit to a lot of prospects, mostly 27s, because as I talked about on the show last week, that's where things are kind of turning. But we've got some coaching searches popping up, Ben, and that's gonna, the dominoes are gonna fall. So we're gonna get into that too. But yeah, I'm happy to be here. Sorry, I'll bring it up. Let me get a little bit.
Please. See, because he ran the Chicago Marathon, as did my friend Ben Mintz at Barstool. So proud of you guys giving back to humanity in that way. It's awesome. It's great to see both had good, strong finishes. But also, excuses are like assholes, my friend Zach Berry. Everyone's got them. They all stink. So fire me up. Match my energy. God is good. God is sovereign, after he says, makes a butthole joke. Welcome to Talk of Champions, powered by Riverland Roofing. You mentioned Ole Miss and Washington State. This is Ole Miss Georgia week. Ole Miss travels to Georgia on Saturday. Primetime game day. College game day is going to be in town. A ton of recruits are going to be in town. But before that game was Washington State. Uninspiring, but whatever. We've been over that. At the end of the day, that game is about surviving and advancing. Let everything else go.
Ole Miss won, and nobody got hurt.
No, and nobody got hurt. Yes, there's a conversation to be had about some things, the quarterback. But for now, we don't make any broad declarations or considerations off of Washington State. They did what they're supposed to do, survive and advance. Yeah. Emmanuel Tucker, the New Albany, Mississippi four-star, my hometown here in New Albany. What's up, N.A.? The four-star offensive lineman from New Albany, Mississippi, was again in attendance, his third straight game visiting Ole Miss. This is a former LSU recruit. This is a commitment, not just recruit. This is a former not going to Ole Miss recruit back in the summer, and then the recruiting change happened with Dwight Wilson, with Dante Moncrief, Kelvin Bolden, now at LSU. And what you've seen most of all is a real turn in state, but while they're not focused so much on finishing this class, they got December signing day coming up. It's about done. They focus most of their main attention now to 2027. Zach, we've talked about this. The real work for them is maintaining guys like Emmanuel Tucker and finishing off specific targets like pick your guy. Yes, they'd love to flip Braylon Walmack, and if Hugh Freeze is gone from Auburn, that's one to keep an eye on. They've been working on that. You know, guys like that, that's where the work remains, even though it's a smaller pool.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's kind of been this way, right, where you've got most of the class taken care of by the time October, November rolls around, and then the rest of the time is spent on coaching the actual football season that is going on and then honing in the focus on some flips. You mentioned Braylon Womack. I mean, you've got Tristan Keys. That's a big one. Ole Miss would love to add him. But, yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, you've got Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy's gone. So you've got some Oklahoma State guys that are lingering around with Danny Beal, the defensive lineman out of Arkansas. You've got Penn State now getting rid of James Franklin. That was a hilarious thing to hear over my earbuds during the race. So you've got, I talked to a guy yesterday, Tavian Branch. He's still committed to Penn State, but he is very open with, hey, I'm all ears. If you want to come get me, come get me. So, I see James Mendoza right there asking about Jace Matthews. We talked about him a good bit last week. Ole Miss wants him bad. He's the number one wide receiver on the board per Rivals. He had the ACL injury, but I think the hope and I think the expectation is for him to be healed, rehabbed, and ready to get to college. So, yeah, that's kind of the gist right now. And I know that's not what people want to hear. It's not very juicy, but, I mean, this is how Lane Kiffin operates, right? This is how that whole staff operates. They get their guys. They find some size, speed, fits. They don't care about stars, and I know that is also not what people want to hear when talking recruiting, but they like who they like. That's kind of what I say about food, right? You know, you like what you like, man. Don't hate, but it seems to be working as Ole Miss is number 5 in the country and has one of the best winning percentages in the country the last couple seasons.
Because you can't think about it linearly, you can't look at it, yeah. Well, if it doesn't, just because you got a top 3 class doesn't mean that you're going to be, the top dog for the next 3 years like it was back in the old days, right? When Alabama and Georgia, when they were getting number 1, number 2, and you're like, well, they're just getting everybody else. Now you have to consider it more on multiple levels, specifically combining what you sign in high school with what you get in the transfer portal. And if you extrapolate it out in that way, Ole Miss is head and shoulders above most everyone else, and that's why – it's in a contending status that it's never been in before. So, yes, right now the recruiting pool for finishing out this 2025 class is very small. How much can they really climb? Well, they're 19th or something, I think, right now. You can correct me if I'm wrong here, Zach. But, I mean, you're at best they're going to climb to 14, and that's okay. That would actually be considered – like back in the old days when Freeze signed the top 6 class with Laramie and them and everybody freaked out or whatever it was – this would be better than that class when you can consider how successful Lane Kiffin is and how elite this staff is at getting transfers and putting them together. That's why that's every year contending. Remember, Lane said this week, Zach, this is supposed to be a rebuilding year for Ole Miss, and he's not wrong because now these teams, as you can read at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, fleet of 1-3. Again, sign up for just $1. Sign up today. It says it right there. They meet this week as equals. When has that ever really been the case, right? And they have a legitimate reason to say we're just as good as Georgia. We're just as good at Bama. And a lot of that has to do with considering the broader angle of Ole Miss recruiting. But as far as Jace James, before Zach takes over and really drops the knowledge, here's my prediction. Regardless of where he signs in December, at the end of the day, when he is playing his – he's playing his most significant football for whoever that is in college. When it actually matters, when he's playing, it will be as an Ole Miss Rebel. When he's making his impact, it will be as an Ole Miss Rebel. I think he's going to sign in December and flip from Auburn. But even if he doesn't, when he starts playing football at a high, meaningful level in college, it'll be at Ole Miss. That's my prediction.
Yeah, and real quick on the star conversation, I know there's some people out there that make a good fuss about blue chip ratio. BCR is an acronym that's used for it. And look, a lot of times
it's not a real thing. BCR.
Yeah. Blue chip ratio. Yeah.
Not okay.
A lot of people, it can be pretty telling, but also like yeah, no shit. Like, get the best players in the country and you're going to be good. I understand that. But it's not always foolproof, like Ben said. I mean, you've got Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Georgia, Miami, Oklahoma, LSU, Notre Dame, A&M, all the known commodities, blue chip ratio heavy signing classes. But also, you've got Florida, Auburn, Michigan, Southern Cal, Clemson, Florida State, a lot of these blue chip ratio programs that are struggling. I know that some of those are still winning, but not at the clip that that fan base and that program is used to. So it's not always a, well, we got all the guys, so we're going to get to the playoff. Nope. And one caveat to blue chip ratio, they don't ever factor in transfers. So when you factor in transfers with like Ole Miss per se, maybe you end with the 16th ranked class, but then you throw in the transfers and it's probably close to a top 10. So it kind of pans out. Everything kind of all, you know, works out in the wash, as they say. But for Ole Miss, I mean, I think it's been a delicate dance of finding impact high school guys at impact positions. So like defensive line, William Echols, phenomenal game on Saturday in what was pretty much a snoozer of a game, even though it was kind of close. It was boring.
Cougar fans made it pretty fun, though, but continue.
I heard they had a blast, and that, and then good for them. But William Echols popped. Cam Franklin's starting to pop. You've got these, you know, Winston Watkins, a very rare true freshman, playing a lot. You know, Kiffin's going to pick his spots and pick his battles where he wants to put in a lot of sweat equity and a lot of emphasis on getting a guy out of high school. But like Ben said also with, you know, say Jace Matthews or, oh, I don't know, a Deuce Knight or just any big prospect that that Ole Miss didn't sign, Kiffin's going to wait in the weeds and, you know, jump at them if they get in the portal after a year or two and they've got some experience, they've grown a little bit, they've gotten used to the speed of the game, because it's hard to be a freshman and play. Not just for Ole Miss, but just in general. Like, Ole Miss pretty much only plays one freshman. Just Winston Watkins. That's it. And that doesn't mean the other true freshmen on the team suck.
Well, I mean, others are playing special teams. Like, Ladarian Clardy's playing special teams. There are a handful of them, but yeah, the point
coverage,
is
coverage. Andy Jaffe had a tackle on kickoff coverage.
Andy Jaffe's played a lot, actually, and actually played pretty doggone well, especially as a special teamer. Like, it's such an easy comparison. Everybody knows why I'm making it, but it's just the first thing I think of. I'm like, oh, look, it's George the Hilo. Reincarnation of George Hilo.
Yeah. I need to clarify. Like, starting 22,
yes,
like, offense, defense. And that's not a knock on anybody that Ole Miss signs. It's just for a program that has a lot of transfers, it's going to be hard. And typically, you look at the numbers, you look at the stats, Kiffin's going to play guys that are older for the most part. And that's by design because he wants a mature team, a team like Chambliss, for instance. Sure, great numbers at Ferris State, but Ole Miss got him because he was an older guy with – you know, bring him in to compete against Austin Simmons, who hasn't been a starter. So you saw it with Spencer Sanders a couple years ago. So the blue chip ratio is great. It's nice to see who signs all the top 5 and 4 stars, but it's not always foolproof when looking at, I mean, look at Indiana. Indiana went into Autzen Stadium, made me look like a total fool on Hit That Line. I said that was my favorite pick of the week. Indiana took it to him. So it just happens. And then, on the flip side, I get that one wrong. I nailed the Texas-Oklahoma game because I said college football is dumb sometimes. Texas is going to win.
That's the best way to put what college football is now. It's dumb. Parity reigns, and that's what makes it so fun now. Anybody can win, and it doesn't matter if you're not one of the teams that sign the top 5 high school class every single year. You don't have to anymore. Actually, if I were running a program, thank God I'm not because I would be terrible. But if I was, I would rather my coach always get a top 4 transfer class and make sure to finish about 15th because I'm assuming I'm only going to be managing a budget that isn't unlimited, right? Like, well, there's schools that have got unlimited money to pour into it. But if you're Ole Miss, you got to actually be smart with your money, with your dollars that are more limited than others. I would rather have my coach always get top 5 transfer classes and keep that high school ranking in the top 20 And buddy, what you've seen is here at least, and in this environment where everybody can win, 10 win after 10 win Ole Miss season. And that's why when I talk about Lane Kiffin, and here we go with the coaching carousel, right? You got Penn State opening up. Oklahoma State's already opened up. What if Brian Kelly jumps from LSU and goes to Penn State? Would LSU then, you know, the whole Lane Kiffin connection? Knox was just there this week, and he said he'd never play for his dad, though, folks. So, I mean, we got to really think of the calculus here. But would LSU come after Lane? You know, Florida's going to want to come after Lane, but Eli Drinkwitz, they're all of this going on. At the end of the day, like, Lane Kiffin has a situation unique unto himself. Complete autonomy, and like, he really can't go wrong with this fan base. And in a year where everything is judged year to year, you heard Sark just talk about it this week. James Franklin was like 2 points or a point away from being the number one team in the country, and 2 weeks later, he's fired, right? Mm-hmm. The security that Ole Miss can provide to go along with the same results makes it more appealing than a pressure cooker like Florida. Like, what is $2 million more for complete creative control, which is what Lane has at Ole Miss? That's what we don't consider anymore. I know that you think you're a blue blood, or you were back in the time now forgotten, folks, but right here and now, you just like everybody else. Everybody else. That includes those old piss Rebel Bear Sharks, right? So that's where I am with it. And I didn't get to say it, but Jerry Moore, he turned 67 on the 10th, loyal listener and follower of the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. Turned 67. God's been great. He's great all the time, my friend. Thank you for that. Again, he's been such a loyal listener. I wanted to give him some shouts out. Also, he's been loyal to us, B&A Bank, which sponsors Talk of Champions. B&A Bank has multiple branches in New Albany and Tupelo and emphasizes community involvement. Contact them today at 662-534-8171. This is my hometown bank. These are my people. Carolyn Brownson, my buddy Whit Spencer, who lives one door down the road from me. Loyal Talk of Champions guy. All of these people, Mike Staten, they'll be family to you too. B&A Bank, 662-534-8171. And if you're unhappy or shopping for your health insurance coverage, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. Drew offers regular health, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement plans. He's an Ole Miss grad, services 35 different carriers, and will make sure you're on the right plan for you and your family. That's 601-953-8449, or the website quoteswithdrew.com. All right, so with this coaching carousel nonsense, and of course, Lane's going to be on every single hot board. I don't want to go in that direction. I want to talk about things that are happening right now. Those jobs, those theoretical jobs, let them come open first. For now, we know Taj Overton, the four-star defensive tackle for 2026, talking about the guys, the few guys that they're targeting to finish this thing out, right? Mm-hmm. He is one of them. So, and you brought up another one as well. What do we think the status is for them? Both committed to Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy is fired. Now Ole Miss looking to maybe finish out that top 20 high school class. He's one guy that we're looking at. What do you got on those guys? Guys like that. Even if Deuce Knight comes in available, if Freeze gets canned at Auburn, then does the Auburn Lane stuff happen again, Zach? I'm sorry. Continue.
D-line is I was going to say before we transitioned, for me, I think high school, the important spots are quarterback and the trenches, offensive and defensive line. But, to me, those are the three. And I know that Kiffin can kind of, you know, buck my take here because he's had a lot of success with transfer quarterbacks. But, Austin Simmons was the guy before he was hurt. So I still think getting high school quarterbacks is very important. Ole Miss has one for 2026 in Reese Wise. They've got one for 2027 in Keegan Croucher. So, you know, Kiffin has forgotten far more football than I will ever know. So he's at least on the same page with me there because he's signing high school quarterbacks. Because at the end of the day, you still have to have depth, right, Ben? Like, case in point, Trinidad Chambliss. So,
yep.
I think that with the price of quarterbacks in the portal and then the price for offensive and defensive line as well, I'd probably throw in cornerback in there as another one that I think you really need to hammer home. in high school because you need to get guys in that can learn the ins and outs of the playbook, learn what is expected of you in the defense. Just because defenses are different everywhere and corners are asked to do a lot of different things at different programs. I think you see it in this defense this year, Ben, with I think the secondary has, from game one to today, I think the secondary is light years better just because these guys needed to play a little bit and needed to get some in-game reps to learn how to play in Pete Golding's defense. But as far as going to your question about coaching searches and names popping up, Danny Beal and Taj Overton are going to be the two. Taj Overton, I believe he was at Missouri last week for Missouri-Alabama. Missouri's coming strong for him.
They're the favorite for him.
Yeah. The one that I would probably pay attention more to is Danny Beal. He was the one that was kind of out of left field when he committed to Oklahoma State. Didn't expect it. He really likes Randall Joyner. He likes the proximity to home. He's just, you know, right across the river from Memphis. So it's a quick drive to get to Oxford from Cross County. He really likes Pete Golding. They've gone to see him several times, you know, Jake Schoonover, Wes Neighbors, the whole defensive staff. They have a good relationship built with him. I would think that that would be the one that I would put a pin in more so than Taj Overton, who he's from Oklahoma. So like there's still a chance that the Sooners could make a run at him too. Kind of hard to go into that state and get guys out of there. Beal's the main one, but yeah, I mean, dude, this carousel's not anywhere close to being done. I mean, I think what's Auburn going to do if, because what, Auburn plays Missouri this week?
Yes.
Yeah. Missouri could very well pound them.
We have a very complicated history together. Just Google it if you want to, but like, it ain't crazy, but like, we never really loved each other. You know what? But we've grown to like each other a lot more personally. And that's led to a really weird thing where I'm like, dang, I feel bad for the guy right now. Cause that thing's circling the drain.
Don't feel bad for him.
My guys, I know, but also dang, man, it does feel like it's, I mean, this is a disaster. It's especially this week when you got, he comes out, his running back, you know, comes out and says that he's no longer on the team because he didn't meet hit the standard of the program. And that leads to what has to be called, quite frankly, a social media player revolt, where they go on Twitter and Instagram, and mostly Instagram and stories and stuff like that, posting how great of a guy this dismissed running back is.
I saw Deuce Knight posted something.
And Deuce Knight would obviously be a candidate for Ole Miss in the transfer portal at quarterback, especially if they have a need, because, those are other conversations. Trinidad Shambles is starting Saturday against Georgia. Ole Miss in a matchup of top 10 teams. But Deuce Knight would be an obvious candidate. And all of these guys are praising their teammates. So there's real spiral potential for this, for my guy Freeze over there on the Plains. And it's off to about as bad of a start as if you're – trying to track spirals, but that first one's already done the circle. You know what I mean? Like we around it now, Zach. I mean, this ain't looking good for him. That's circling the drain.
Yeah. It's not looking good. I mean, look, a guy that's billed as an offensive coach, and I watched it out of some gadget plays, some end around, some reverses. Auburn's offense is basically just wildcat with a little bit of zone read thrown in there. I mean, Jackson Arnold is just basically just run. It's like single wing. And
have you seen the stat on Jackson Arnold, by the way? Please hold that thought. But have you seen the stat?
Worst passer rating without throwing a pick.
This was the arguably top two quarterback in his recruiting class, a five-star that everybody included, including Ole Miss, wanted. And it's like he has the downfield yips. He refuses to try to make any kind of game-changing thirds. Like, he's terrified. But, like, I know the talent was there. That kid was broken, man.
I mean, I talk about lack of an ROI. You got money tied in with Jackson Arnold, Cam Coleman, and Eric Singleton Jr.
Cam Coleman is awesome. Eric Singleton.
And you overpaid for Deuce Knight.
That's why Lane always goes for what, Zach? the discounted rate. Hey, Deuce Geralds, your number's a big number right now for a defensive lineman who, as a freshman, probably won't bring the value as far as productivity that is what your cost is now. We'll get you at a discounted rate in the portal. Now, sometimes that doesn't work. Deshaun Womack has not worked for Ole Miss. It looks more and more like LSU gave them to Ole Miss than Ole Miss went and stole them away. So the transfer portal giveth and taketh away. But for now, it's overwhelmingly providing you with positive results, including a 6-0 start to your 2025 season, which is all that matters because it's week to week.
Yeah, the Deshaun Womack thing is interesting because I do think it's not just him.
No.
Princewell, a lot of these guys, especially off the edge, I think
but
the Princewell's interior
– getting back there, though.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, they're getting – the guys are getting back there. No one's getting home. I know they had some sacks on Saturday. I think the interior has been the MVP of the defense thus far. Those guys up front, Xavier Harris, Cam Franklin, William Eccles, like the interior guys have been really, really good. But Deshaun Womack and Princewell, it's just, man, you're half step late. And maybe it comes this weekend, maybe it doesn't. I think the athlete is more important here. Because, I mean, I've had people tell me that Pete Golding is concerned about getting stops, and that's all he cares about. He doesn't care about
ball
yards.
Coach. Ball coach.
I mean, I know that that's, you know, like we want to score more points the other team, but
they're
like,
not going to gain another yard.
But
three
like,
blitz all night.
It's like in between the 20s, do whatever you want to do. But when it gets in the red zone, just make plays. And so people say, Ben, don't break, you know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's been kind of the bugaboo for Ole Miss defense right now is it's just getting home, getting sacks. And look, didn't get home a lot against LSU, but did enough to alter that game and gave Nussmeier a lot of issues. But yeah, I mean, going back to your point about the portal and making sure that you're getting, you know, we use that phrase a lot, Ben, allocating resources. I mean, that is, you have to make sure that where you're spending your money is going to actually help. You know, it's one thing if you want to really get some nice, you know, shade of eggshell to paint the brick on your house. But if the air conditioner doesn't work, it sucks. Like, it doesn't matter what the outside looks like. The inside's going to be miserable. You're going to be hot.
I'm with you. Okay. So okay.
Don't worry about what it looks like. Worry about how it's going to improve your program, improve your team. You know, a lot of people kind of, whatever. Wydette Williams, he played at Louisiana Monroe. I mean, the dude's everywhere. He's making plays. Ricky Fletcher. I know he got
his
burned.
His coverage.
Yeah, okay.
But as a run support safety, elite.
Yeah. Ricky Fletcher. I know he got burned on Saturday.
State game for our guy, Ricky Fletcher. But yes, before that was top 10 as far as highest graded, best graded cornerbacks in the country.
Yeah. Antonio Kite didn't play a lot, Alabama, Auburn, but a phenomenal athlete that Pete Golding was like, get him here and I will work with him and we will find something for him to do. And he's been good. So that's kind of it, right? I mean, Trinidad Chambliss is the poster boy for this. Division II, Ferris State. I guarantee you could ask 100 people, Ole Miss fans or not, you could ask 100 people where Ferris State College is. I guarantee you 95 of them wouldn't know. So Kiffin doesn't care where you're from. If you can play, you're going to play. So, yeah, don't worry about, like, we're going to use Auburn again. We're going to beat them over the head. But, look, Auburn was worried about press clippings and how it was going to look on social media, how it was going to look, you know, in your magazine with Jackson Arnold and Eric Singleton Jr. and you know, Deuce Knight, all that.
What is this magazine thing you call?
You still don't buy magazines?
Dude, the Spirit magazine was both the bane of my existence, but also like I love having hard copies of things now, especially since it's all disappearing. You know what I mean? Like I'm glad I own the Seasons of the Wonder Years. So I'm glad I own some magazines, but are you serious? Do you still read magazines right now?
Well, I had my season preview. The season preview magazine's clutch for doing podcasts.
But now it's all online. Like everything is a preseason magazine.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to be a little old school, but you get what I'm saying, though.
Heck like, yeah, that's the spirit of the thing, my friend. I'm with you.
Who cares what it looks like? If it works, it works. Okay? So Kiffin is going to, he's all about that, you know, and it's kind of funny because Kiffin is all about being funny on social media and poking fun at you know, Kirby Smart and press conferences. But at the end of the day,
and it works,
he's a numbers guy. He's an analytics guy that he is concerned about what is going to make his team win football games. And so Kiwan Lacy is a great example. Didn't play a lick at Missouri, but Kevin Smith and Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. believed in him, thought that he would be a difference maker, and look at him now. I mean, I don't know where this Ole Miss team is without him. Probably two losses.
Easily.
He was huge in Kentucky.
I don't say easily, that'd be a little over the top, but yeah.
The fourth and one he got on Saturday was pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're right.
Yeah. I mean, there's obvious guys that you grab in the portal, obvious dudes that put up numbers. Then there's some where you just kind of have to trust your system, trust your belief in what you do as a staff, and you make it work.
All right, so you're going to answer Billy here. Do we think the 2027 Ole Miss recruiting class in high school could finish top 10? I'll do it. Yes. No, I don't. It could, but no, because they'll finish probably 15th to 20th and then sign a top 4-3-2-1 portal class, and that's the formula that's
led them down.
Always could. And if they did, like, dude, awesome.
Like, it just kind of depends because I said it on the Rebel Yell hotline last week. It's another really good in-state class. And that's not always been the go-to for Ole Miss. They're not going to really care about who's from Mississippi or not. They're going to get the dudes that fit. But, I mean, not a bad, you know, puncher's chance when these guys are right around the corner, right down the road, and you've got a program that is far and away the best program in the state. Right now, Ole Miss is in the same breath as Alabama, Georgia, in terms of winning and being relevant and trending, all of the buzzwords that kids like. You know, Auburn floundering, that helps you. If Hugh Freeze is fired, everything's going to hell in that program for at least a month or two.
Like, oh God, really? Like, I know my man's, you know,
don't be literal.
Okay.
But I mean, look,
you guys, sounds so scary. It's Halloween time, Zachy. Look at this. And I got the bumper out. You hadn't even said anything about how I've decorated the place, the Riverland Roofing, New Albany Brett Studios. What the heck are you? Come on.
It's very spooky. I mean,
how spooky is this 40-year-old Justin Bieber ginger swoosh that I just got to figure out something to do with? That's scary.
Right now, you've got 4 top 100 prospects in rivals rankings in the state of Mississippi. Tyson Robinson, Caden Moss, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, Derwin Fields.
Not to be confused with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Yes. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker could do a law firm if he wanted to. It's still a great name. But three of those guys are positions that I say are key for you in high school. Three this way for those Germans. If there's any Germans out there, I was watching Inglourious Bastards last night, so I watched that scene.
You're like me, man. I always my daily habits and the way I talk to people is influenced by the movie or show I just got done binging and or watching. You know what I mean?
It's a great scene.
Yeah, but I talk like McNulty when I'm done watching The Wire. You know what I mean? Like, or I talk like in Deadwood. You know what I mean? Like Deadwood, I talk about pick your guy, Timmy Olyphantastic or the dude from John Wick. You know what I mean? Like that's a me thing, dude.
Caden Moss, offensive tackle, top 40 prospect. Shoemaker, defensive line, top 45. Derwin Fields, edge, top 76. He's number 76 in the country. So these are all premium positions in state. Those are some of your, like, two of those guys play defensive line. Randall Joyner's probably one of, if not the best recruiter you got on staff. Any argument there?
No. And here's the thing. But what does it mean to you? It'll make you feel good to get that top 10 class for next year. But what if you get Tristan Keys anyway through the portal? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But again,
Yeah, we got to make sure it works. That, dude, that's an idea. Write this down. You ready? You're the nerd. Write this down. You ready to write this down? All right. We need to go back and look at where those top classes ended up, those guys for Ole Miss, where they actually ended up. Because, like, on signing day, Aiden Williams and Suntarin Perkins, what a day, right? What a day. Well, it's not the same anymore. It's when A.J. Brown chose Ole Miss over Mississippi State in Starkville, the backyard of the in-state rival.
Yeah,
and everybody was watching it like it was primetime stuff. This is just different now. You know what I mean?
Man, like, those were the days, man.
Watching. I'm saying. So, like, let's go back and see. Well, Ole Miss ended up with Jace Matthews and Tristan Keys. But Mississippi State ended up with Aiden Williams. You know, like, there's things that can happen.
Yeah.
But there are questions outside of my stupid rants. Like, Joseph King wants to know, how many running backs do we sign? Just the two currently committed. I'm assuming he's talking about 2026. And I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Who they have committed, including one of the best, not just in the state, but in the country, in Yates, right?
Yeah, Demaryius Yates. Yeah, I would say two.
I thought it was Demaryius, but I didn't want to butcher it. Coward.
Yeah, I'd say two. Because, again, you got to factor in the portal. They might go after an impact guy, but they still got Shakaib Mills-Knight on the roster. I think they think very highly of him. And you also got to look at 2027. It's going to be tough. Everybody wants David Gabriel Georges from Baylor School in Chattanooga. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very, very tough because that dude could go literally anywhere he wants, but they're going to keep the powder dry for the next cycle if there's not a far and away can't miss prospect that they can try to get. Also, you got to look at the portal. So finding that balance of getting someone out of the portal that still has some tread left on the tires. You know, you don't want to grab a guy that's been at a program that's carried the ball 150 times every year for 3 or 4 years. Now, Kevin Smith loves to, you know, utilize depth and play a lot of guys. Haven't done it as much this year because I do think Logan Diggs are kind of slowly bringing him back into the fold. I know he's healthy. He's finally back, but still you got to be careful with the knee because there's just not a lot behind him. I do think that I would like to see them utilize some more depth there just because of Kevin Lacy's just been
awesome.
He's been awesome. I mean, I threw out the comp 2-3 weeks ago. He reminds me of Zach Evans. But man, like, try to work.
Can I counter with, I don't know how to put it. He's like the birth child of Darren McFadden and Jerrion Ealy. That makes sense. Probably not.
I can see McFadden, though, the long stride. That's why I said Zach Evans, because Zach Evans always looked like he was just jogging.
A little bitty living space. You know what I mean?
But he's running by people.
Like Jerrion Ealy is like the compound version of that, but in little bitty living space. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Keywan is
short
he's not big.
Fitness, baby.
Yeah, but like he's a long strider and all that.
I'd like to see more Damian Taylor just to give Keywan Lacy a little break here and there.
That fumble set him back a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, the thing that keeps Lacy on the field.
Can't do that with Lane Kiffin.
No.
Just can't.
You have to know what the hell you're doing, and you can't turn the ball over. The thing that keeps Lacy on the field is pass protection. That dude is going to get a lot of looks from the NFL just from that alone.
That's a good point.
He knows how, and he is willing. Like
elite.
He's going to hit you in the chin. He's not just going to try to get in your way. But yeah, running back is one where I think they got two right now. I know they really like the Jones kid from Alabama, Pike Road, great program. Obviously, Quinshon Judkins is from there. They run the football a ton, similar scheme. He's kind of a perfect fit for what the offense does at Ole Miss. Yeah, I'd probably say just two and then leave some room for a portal guy or two.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and AJ Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shekhi Mills Knight's played special teams. I've seen him out there. He's not played many snaps, and I mean, it's just a numbers crunch. He's not ready. I've asked staffers specifically about, you know, freshmen like that. It's Caleb Cunningham too. And Devin Harper, who's gotten in. And like I was told, Devin Harper, the four-star signed in the top 15, love him. But he hadn't played that much because he's just swimming in the playbook and the mental aspect that comes with being a true freshman. It's a lot to consume and take in. Mm-hmm. In year one, the raw talent, though, is what you're excited about, right? And what you'll bank on in Devin Harper really contributing to winning football next year as a starter. But it could happen this year, right? I mean, he could, but he's run blocking. I had one staffer told me he's run blocking better already than Ole Miss's starting tackles, Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. And that's, but they know what they're doing. They're vets. They've been in this for a while. Diego Pounds is in year two. Right. Like, I don't think a lot of people thought when Diego Pounds came over from North Carolina, where he was blocking for the blind side of Drake May, who right now is like the sleeper candidate for MVP in the NFL with the New England Patriots. He's been, I think he was supposed to be a one and done with that like last ride group with Jackson Dart and everybody, you know, but he's still here. Right. And that's a proven guy that's gotten better as a developmental guy. Multi-year guy at Ole Miss. Like, it's just how they become those multi-year guys is different now. So if you get Tristan Keys in a year and a half when he's actually ready to contribute to winning football, because Caleb Cunningham, he's sitting on the bench right now. I saw him at the New Albany North Pontotoc game, just happened to see him. I was there to watch my hometown New Albany Bulldogs. Again, this is the New Albany Riverland roofing branch. And just was going to watch the hometown team with some friends. And there was Caleb Cunningham and also Emmanuel Tucker, who almost has committed, the four-star offensive lineman, who, again, was at the Washington State game. 24-21 for Ole Miss, uninspiring as it was. But that's three straight trips to Ole Miss for games for Emmanuel Tucker. He has wrapped up his recruitment. He's done. And that's a big, big get that was not on the radar in June. Let's just take my word for it. But seeing those guys both recognize that, like, the – how talented the freshmen are, what they can be. But even Emmanuel's talking about, they want me to come in, sit for a year, and start in the next year. I mean, this is a developmental program. This is a football factory. You see what I'm saying? Caleb Cunningham goes, yeah, man, I know I should have gotten here in the spring because the playbook and catching up, and it's fast. The timeline is crazy. Look at the coaching carousel. Everything is sped up. So for Shekai Mills Knight, just like with Devin Harper, and just, I mean, Winston Watkins is an outlier like Caden Lee was. Like, that's typically how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you get maybe one guy, and Winnie appears to be that guy. So, awesome. But the real wave of this class is keeping the guys that you churned out, in like a Bryson Sanders. We don't talk enough about how good that kid has been. Everyone will say, well, Patrick Kudus is going to replace him. At some point, it's coming. He's going to get replaced. And all he's done is produce. You haven't noticed Bryson Sanders. And that, I mean, that is the greatest football compliment ever. And that was a guy that has been here for 3 years waiting his turn, right? Yeah. Who was a four-star celebrated guy on signing day, but it took 3 years. That's the farm system of college football, like the single A and double A and triple A. This is the way to go about it. You got to develop somewhere. Offensive line, yeah, they want to get you now, right now, and hold on to you like Bryson Sanders, so you'll be that guy for them, because offensive linemen have proven to be really hard to identify as far as impact in the portal. Look at Percy Lewis, a former four-star JUCO guy who's rotting away on the bench at Ole Miss. Right. And this is not a particularly great or inspiring offensive line, though improving. I would say I would rather see, if I were building a college football team, my program philosophy centered on winning or signing every year a top three, at least top five transfer class. And in high school, man, just hit somewhere in the top 20 and you'll be right there for what we need. Right. And that's what Lane Kiffin does better than anybody else.
Yeah, you mentioned Bryson Sanders. That I was going to bring him up too, because Billy was asking about Shekai Mills Knight. Those two guys from the same high school program, a high school program that is run by a former college player and college coach, and Eric Kimry. Those guys know the deal. Like, they want to play as true freshmen. Obviously, that's what you want to do as a competitor. You want to get out there and play immediately. But they understand the assignment. Like, Bryson Sanders, he admitted it got frustrating, but that's normal. He's human. But he stuck. He stayed the course, and now he's a starting center. Shekai Mills Knight, same deal. I talked to him during the bye week. He went up to the Baylor-McCauley game and asked him how things were going. And he was like, man, it's great. Like, I'm loving it. So, yeah, just because guys aren't playing or not saying anything or not tweeting anything or whatever doesn't mean they're not happy. You mentioned Caleb Cunningham. I mean, I think he knows – he should have come in the spring.
Yeah, he just told me over and over. He's like, dude, I'm good. I'm good. He was happy as a lark. He was just there to support Emmanuel Tucker. Like, he's helping recruit Emmanuel Tucker to Ole Miss. You know what I mean? You don't do that if you think a guy is trending toward going somewhere else. They understand this is a football factory, and that's why Lane Kiffin has been so successful. He understands it's a hard truth to accept. It really is. That – yeah, you're making a lot of money coming out of high school. But if you want that to be your peak earning time, go for it, man. If that's what you think is going to get you there, hope it works out for you. Ole Miss guarantees you exactly this process of becoming the best version of yourself, regardless of how you get here, if you trust the process. And for some, that's a tough, tough, humble pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. But Lane Kiffin has proven through winning at Ole Miss at unprecedented levels, and in a situation unique unto himself, and that's why all other pursuits, if it's Florida, if it's LSU, if Brian Kelly goes to Penn State, if Penn State gives Lane Kiffin a call, they'll really have to bring it, because, friends, Lane Kiffin is rooted in an Ole Miss in a way no one else is in their respective positions. He's safer at Ole Miss than Kalen DeBoer is at Alabama. I mean, like, just think about what his situation is compared to what you could offer him. Oh, a couple more million dollars, maybe that'll buy you a few more. I don't know what that even buys you now. What can replace complete comfort and like in uniformity and just genuine happiness? Mm-hmm. How can you recreate that just by slapping a gator on his chest? I don't get that. Any word on the Grambling transfer middle linebacker? Andrew Thomas? Andrew Jones. He was out there for the last play or the last series against Georgia State. I think he was the roaming middle linebacker to control the short end of the field. So he's playing, just not having the impact that they thought.
Speed of the game.
Yeah.
Speed of the game. No, all due respect to SWAC programs, SEC, Power Four, different game. So, I mean, those are two guys right there, Ben. If you get Andrew Jones and Shekhob Mills-Knight to get off the bus first, you're winning a lot of games.
Just and Lane told me when I asked him picking captains, well, how do you pick captains? He said, or does the team do it? Or do you do it? He said, oh, it's me. And a lot of the time, I'm just kind of like picking the biggest looking guy. You know, it's like you don't want to send Kiwan up there. He's too small. So send, you know, Daquan, of course, or just pick your other guy, Caleb Odom. You're up. You know what I mean? You want those kind of guys. And Shekhob and all the – like, those dudes fit that mold.
Yeah. I mean, the portal stuff, it's so hard to speculate on potential targets, right? I know that's what people want to do, and it's a year-round thing now. We got to cover the portal year-round. I know that it's down to one window, but the speculation, the tampering, it's never going to stop. It's always going to happen. So, also, I will say this, Ben, because look, I had a lot of people that were very angry on Saturday. Hey, just enjoy it.
Very angry.
Just enjoy it. Undefeated, top five. Ole Miss is ranked higher than Georgia.
James McDonald, salute. Yes, sir. Happy to help.
Going into Sanford Stadium, ranked higher than the Georgia Bulldogs. On a, quote, rebuilding year, per Lane Kiffin.
I thought that was – he intentionally put that out there because I caught hold of it immediately. I was like, whoa. Yeah. 20 of 22 starters. Imagine doing that in 2016.
Yeah.
That was what the fear was when the NCAA went after freezing them for the Laramie nonsense that wouldn't even get you a slap on the wrist in 2025.
Walmart spaghetti.
Insanity that, like, the links. And you were so worried about losing Shea Patterson and losing A.J. Brown to Alabama and losing Deontay Anderson, wasn't it? Yeah, to Michigan. He was going to go with him, too. And remember, Jim Harbaugh, who's now coaching the Chargers, came and ate at the Oxford IHOP to try to bring Shea Patterson to Michigan. And Shea, God bless him, wasn't even that good. Appreciate the 2016, was it, Texas A&M game? Unforgettable. Unforgettable. Watch that highlight tape. It's
legitimately looked like Johnny Manziel.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's like that very online thing right now. Guy, I hope you know what I'm talking about. Where?
No promises.
No promises? Oh,
I mean, I might.
Okay, good. Here we go. But like, it's like the whole Tavon Austin stuff on internet culture where they're his highlights always pop up, right? You always see Tavon, and like Tavon was a good player, but like
you're like I'm showing my boy the greatest highlight video of all time. Yeah.
On the quickest reel of just if you want to say, hey, who's the best baller you've ever seen? Tavon Austin on like a 30-second reel is insane, right? That's like Shea Patterson for Ole Miss in his one memorable start.
Back in the day, he
looked like Johnny Manziel reincarnated.
That Duggety Dog YouTube channel, that whoever that guy is or woman, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, made some of the best highlight videos I've ever seen. Incredible stuff. Just Tavon Austin, that one night against Oklahoma where they just put him at running back, it was amazing.
Like, that's what Ole Miss fans desperately wanted Houston Nutt to do with Dexter McCluster in the first half against South Carolina. At South Carolina and Eric Norwood.
The thing about the Shea Patterson game that was so insane. He does all of that at Kyle Field and then turns around and goes to Vandy and just.
Yep. But Jim Harbaugh, now the coach of your Los Angeles Chargers, like give him back to San Diego, man. They just not, whatever. He's at the Oxford IHOP having lunch or dinner, whatever slop you eat at IHOP.
Mm.
Yeah. IHOP sucks. Wining and dining Shea Patterson and Deontay Anderson, Zach. And Ole Miss fans were in panic mode. It felt like the Adam bomb was about to drop on Ole Miss football. So imagine replacing 20 of 22 back then. That was the fear. That was the threat from the NCAA. You thought the Adam bomb was coming. Now Ole Miss and everybody else does it every single offseason. Every single offseason. And that's what makes it such a brilliant – pairing and also complicated to replicate Ole Miss in the Lane Kiffin pairing. They understand each other. It's symbiotic.
Mm-hmm.
It's dollars and cents. Y'all are thinking with passion. They're thinking with business. I mean, they're making business decisions. They're making the smartest, most forward-thinking business decisions, and that includes how we look at recruiting, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to have a better transfer class, but also got to maintain a top 20 high school class, but most of them need to be offensive linemen that you can develop for 3 years, a running back that'll maybe stick around, or if he doesn't, he was paid too much, came out of high school like Kewon Lacy. He really wanted to come here, let him go and have his fun, and then he comes in this year and he's one of the best running backs in the SEC, right? Yeah. The way we frame and think about all of this is so much different now. 7 years now for Georgia, no losses at home. Joseph King, any chance Deuce Knight ends up at Ole Miss? There it is.
They lost this year.
Yeah, they lost this year. But Joseph King, any chance Deuce Knight? We talked about that earlier in the show here on Talk of Champions as we wrap up. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Ole Miss would be the number one place to monitor if Freeze got fired or if Deuce, whether he gets fired or not, gets into the portal.
I don't think you're getting Deuce Knight to come in and start.
No.
No chance.
Nope. He's coming in to compete with somebody.
Probably going back Austin, to
probably
going back
Austin to Simmons. If Ole Miss's plan it works out the right way, Trinidad Chambliss still ride the magic for what it is. He's not going to get another year. Yes, they've applied for the waiver. He's not going to get another year. If he does, I'll eat my little house, my little Riverland house. That, you know, whatever you want to say, but like, he's not going to get a fifth year because he's already played 5 years of football. So that means if you're Ole Miss, you won't Austin Simmons to just be the person I think he is right now, even though he's sitting instead of playing like a superstar, the next superstar. Yeah, he might need a little bit more development. Can he trust the plan? That's what we're talking about. Can you trust the Ole Miss plan? Those that have trusted the Ole Miss plan overwhelmingly have been rewarded both with advancement in their career and also in their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody can promise you a lot of money coming out of high school, but can they provide you the security in being people who mean what they say and say what they mean like Ole Miss? Good luck. And Lane Kiffin isn't going to get that same kind of structure at Florida who says, you know, if you don't win or if you lose more than two games a year, you're on the hot seat. Well, in 2025, who gives a shit if you lose two games a year? That means you're in the college football playoff discussion. That's why James Franklin would be wise to just go be in the media job and sit on the $60 million buyout. But he's a coach, so he'll probably get the itch, and whoever offers him an opportunity. It's like Bill Belichick having his disastrous retirement tour at UNC with his little 24-year-old should-be grandchild, right?
I can't believe it didn't work, Ben.
I can't believe it didn't work. But like, so James Franklin will probably not take the cushiness and security that most people would dream of, which is what Lane Kiffin has at Ole Miss, and go to Arkansas. You know what I mean? And Arkansas would kill to go 9-3 and be in the 12-13 discussion every single year. That's you just got to be in the dance now.
It's why I never
that isn't that hard. Just got to have uniformity, and you have to have buy-in from everybody. Yeah, y'all can buy into the fact that you want Billy Napier fired and want to go get Lane Kiffin. But logistically, how do you put that into practice as efficiently as Ole Miss has, and Ole Miss treats it as a business? They say pro mindset, and they mean it.
It's why I never understood – well, I understand why, because they're all idiots and still live in 1997 or whatever. But Nebraska firing Bo Pelini, like all the guy did was go 9-3, and it was not good enough for Nebraska, and then now look at them. They've just been floating in space just forever. Not winning anything of note. Going back to the thing that
I think James McDonald hit it on the head.
What'd he say?
We need a Bobby Boucher type of linebacker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody's gonna get angry this weekend.
A lot of people were asking earlier in the show about Suntaire and Perkins, and I mean, I was glad to hear. I can't remember who asked about Suntaire and Perkins. I want to say it was Tyler Comas of Rebels 247. If it wasn't, or it was someone else. But the question was, what do you make essentially of Suntaire and Perkins' lack of a single sack? This was a preseason All-American, Zach. This is a preseason All-American who last year tied for the team lead at Ole Miss with 10.5 sacks with Princely Umanmielen, who was a third-round pick. He was getting first-round mocks in the preseason. So it was good to hear Lane say, yeah, and admit what we've been talking about here on Talk of Champions, what you and I've talked about in text message exchange, what we've talked about in chats. They've Harold Perkins'd him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Harold Perkins was on, he was the next Von Miller. He was undersized. He was too skinny, but some say he's a linebacker the next level. And Harold Perkins became a linebacker, but that muted his effectiveness at what he did the best, which was what? Pass rush. So Taryn Perkins has zero sacks. And Kiffin said, yeah, we've been utilizing him that way. And people are asking, could you see more blitz this weekend? Could you see Suntaron Perkins down on the line of scrimmage? I agree. Let's see if Pete Golding does it. Because they're still, while they got sacks last week, Cam Franklin got his first, while they're getting home more than they ever have, but that's against Washington State, but thank goodness it was against Washington State, right? Suntaron Perkins, that's what he needs to be doing more than he's not. Mm-hmm. Pass rushing, getting after the quarterback, not dropping into a flat. So they say, okay, we'll just avoid that 5 yard out. We'll just target the middle of the field because no one will have all the room in the world to see what we want to see. I mean, these pockets have been way too clean.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, too much look like Tarzan, play like Jane, Deshaun Womack. Princely Umanmielen really answered the bell last week. He did. Started a little slow, but
they needed to find a way to clone Mark Robinson when he was at Ole Miss. Because Mark Robinson, that was a linebacker right
there.
That's
one of Zach's guys. That's one of
Zach's guys. That guy was fun as hell.
With your kids when they're old and you're the old gray man who just wants to tell stories, you'd be like, man, I tell you, there's just one linebacker at Ole Miss, man, Mark Robinson.
Look, man, everybody likes to talk about Penn State in Texas, and Alabama and Georgia. Chance Campbell and Mark Robinson at Ole Miss back in the day.
Chance Campbell, that's a good one, dude.
Real quick, before we get out of here on the game this weekend, somebody mentioned, so Georgia has only lost one game at Sanford Stadium since 2019. That was this year to Alabama. Prior to that, the only other loss in regulation was 2016 when Tennessee threw the Hail Mary. Josh Dobbs threw it in the end zone. Tennessee wins. The 2019 game was overtime. This year, Alabama goes up there and pretty much whipped Georgia. Georgia didn't look very explosive. They didn't look very dynamic against Auburn Saturday. Just early thoughts on this one for this weekend, Ben.
I said on Game Runs Deep, which you can find on all Talk of Champions platforms. Just search Ole Miss Spirit on 3 YouTube, Talk of Champions, whatever. You can just search the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions everywhere you get your podcasts and stuff and find the show. And I talked about it on Game Runs Deep that had guest DJ Shockley for Georgia Week, who I got to tell him like back in 04 when video games were fun, that he was always my quarterback. You know what I mean? Because like he was next level in that game. He could run. He was a cheat code on PlayStation 2. So finally getting to say that with my friend, new friend TJ Shockley was fun. Check it out on Talk of Champions, all this stuff. This replay will be there too. Thank you to Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com, our friends B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, and just getting to hang out with Zach Berry at the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com, the Food of On 3. Unleash Suntaron Perkins. That's the takeaway. But I said 31-28 for Georgia in Game Runs Deep. But now, like, I'm kind of talking myself into, like, a tie. But we don't do that in college football like the Cowboys and the friggin' Packers did. So,
yeah, only person that can do that in college football is Bill C with his SP Plus.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it's going to be close. I do think
it's going to be close. I agree with that. Like I said, Georgia 31, Ole Miss 28 on Monday on Game Runs Deep. But like today, man, if you told me some things for Ole Miss happen that need to happen, Suntaron Perkins gets 2.5 sacks because he's finally pass rushing and not dropping back into coverage, right? Trinidad Chambliss actually connects on some game-changing throws down the field. That's what he struggled with against Washington State. And he can't turn the ball over. Because he doesn't have the elite arm strength that Austin Simmons does. So that'll be a question if he doesn't. If all of these things happen, heck yeah, man, I could see Ole Miss winning 34-21.
But it is
a tall task to win in Athens, but the Bulldogs have shown gettable. Like, this isn't the same Athens. This isn't the same big, bad Georgia. They've lost at home this year. That's 2025 college football, complete new era across the board. It's what makes it awesome now.
My thing is Georgia is, I think they're still dead last in pressure rate in the SEC. Really struggling to get to the quarterback.
Yep.
Or
getting home.
Yeah, yeah. So will Kirby continue to press the issue and try to correct it and come after Chambliss, or will they drop 7 or 8 and just say, hey, you're going to have to beat us underneath or you're going to have to run the football? So, which Kevin Lacy's been very good.
Yep.
So that's
been
for
an
me,
animal.
You're going to, if you're Kiffin, like that's kind of the thing. You're going to have to run the football. And that's what he wants to do anyway. He wants to run the ball, dictate pace that way, get some chunk plays on first down. And then if you can suck in KJ Bolden and that secondary for Georgia, then you take your shots. And because this is a very different game from last year, obviously, because the defense for Ole Miss last year won the game. This year, it's going to need to be Chambliss making plays with his legs, Kevin Lacy, and I think the offensive line. That's, if I needed to know a stat for this one, I would ask for how many sacks does Georgia have? Because if Chambliss is pretty clean, I think he's good enough, and I think Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. are good enough to scheme up some scoring drives.
And he'll be able to pick his running lanes a little bit more efficiently than he did against Washington State, which they cluttered it up a lot. Because, like DJ Shockley said, Chambliss is a runner in his profile on Game Runs Deep here on the Talk of Champions Network. What he said was, this is the type of prototype of the quarterback that typically gives Kirby Smart defenses fits, which is really interesting. That includes the running component. He was really, really inefficient running with it, like designed or just scrambling last week against Washington State, let alone the turnover he should have had. So the numbers are deceiving, though they look good. 20 for 29, 253, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He should have had one. But yes, I agree with James McDonald when he says, got to get the tight end involved more. Luke Haas, more 12 personnel this weekend, right? It doesn't just have to be the best, in my opinion, tight end in the SEC. It can be Daquan Wright and Luke Haas terrorizing the seams instead of just going to him once in probably at least 6 opportunities and just avoiding them altogether in the deep part of the field. That's where Austin Simmons will come in and just let it go. And don't forget, people, for the first 2 games, no one had any problem with Austin starting and Trinidad coming in, rotating in. They can't eliminate the deep part of the field, and they can't let Suntaron Perkins get Harold Perkins. And it's happening, and we're seeing it. We got to say, no, stop it. And all you got to do is put him back down on the line of scrimmage and leave him there. Yes, he's going to be a linebacker at the next level. Let him be that there. Ole Miss is undefeated and playing at Georgia. They could go to Atlanta for the first time ever. I know that doesn't mean anything to y'all, but it does to Ole Miss fans, I promise. Right? Put my man down on the line of scrimmage. Let him rush the passer. Get after it. Get that sack total up. And need more out of Jaden Yates and Tosh Chambers. Need more impact. Because if they don't give you what you want, dang, throw in Jarkobi Hobson. There's a true freshman that they've maybe been saving and saying, well, he's playing a little special teams. A few of these guys are going to be playing at the end of the year. Ladarian Clardy, good candidate for that. Jarkobi Hobson. But that's a muted impact. So, like, don't get worked up if Ole Miss doesn't sign a top 10 class this year in the high school ranks. Just get him into the system, because the system is what you trust in, which is led by Lane Kiffin, which not many other colleges, if any, would provide him, including you, Florida, or LSU. Somebody said, hey, if LSU, Kelly left for Penn State, I think LSU would come for Lane. Let them come.
I'll say this.
Let them come, because, again, what – are you going to offer the same? Are you going to offer the same complete and total autonomy that he gets at Ole Miss? And I could—that's a very, very more—that's a much more layered conversation that I don't think you really want to commit like that, man.
None of those top tier programs will do that. That's why Ole Miss is the perfect spot for Kiffin.
Yep,
because Ole Miss has never had this.
Yep,
and I know you can say Johnny Vaught, and I know that was decades ago. It's different.
It's his. Never... He owns it. It's his. But also, because of what he's built, he's made it its own brand unto his thing. It's not just the Lane Kiffin show. What he's built is a system a pro mindset system that the CEO just has to be really smart and analytical and efficient with more limited resources than everybody else because of the community aspect, Oxford and everything you sell sells itself. If it really comes down to, and I've had a coach, an Ole Miss coach, tell me this. He wants to, like, if it only comes down to old recruiting things, stuff that the kids really used to care about. Man, I just want to go where I fit in with the team, where I love the coaches. Like, they feel like family. If you could take the money component completely out of it, Ole Miss sells itself. He mm-hmm. always just wants to get recruiting. He's always said, man, just get those recruitments, whoever it is, to where you don't have to deal with the money component, whatever that number's got to be, because if you get to that place, Ole Miss can sign whoever it wants. But it's got to make sense for the numbers. Mm-hmm. And who can manage those numbers better than anyone? Well, so far, Lane Kiffin and his analytics team, which is everybody on the staff, they've done it better than anyone. Can you offer the same? And also, Ole Miss has really good patience because last year they shouldn't have lost 3 games, but they got over it pretty dang quick. And now they're undefeated, and they're still showing up. They showed up for the Washington State game. The only people that didn't show up, now everybody that did show up only went through the motions. But for those that – the only people that really showed – that didn't show up were the student section. That's it. It was a sleepy game, whatever. Like, it changes nothing about this week against Georgia. So now I'm turning from 31 to 28 on game runs deep to – shoot, man. I think I just talked myself into – 34-27 Ole Miss.
The full Ben Garrett experience here. Well, I think who was it that said that brought up tight end? It's a good point because Auburn didn't throw the ball for shit on Saturday, but they had a couple big plays over the middle to tight ends. But look on Saturday when Ole Miss needed a spark on offense, where did Chambliss go to?
Daquan Wright.
I think that should be part of the game plan every week, but, you know, I'm not a football coach, so what do I know? And I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying I think with a dynamic player like Daquan Wright, he's a matchup nightmare for anybody. He's bigger than safeties. He's faster than linebackers. And I think with Kewan Lacy running the football and Daquan Wright over the middle, moving the chains, I think Ole Miss has better than a puncher's chance on Saturday. I know it's Sanford Stadium. I know it's Georgia. There's going to be revenge, all that. This is a very, 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 very different Georgia team. This is not the, you know, it's not even last year's Georgia team. I mean, I had to actually look up the running backs at Georgia. Normally, I know the three deep every year.
I still say one of the greatest running backs in SEC history is No'Shawn Moreno.
Yeah.
My guy in very video good. Games and just very because good. I used to follow recruiting like everyone else in the chat has. I used to go, man, like he was a stud recruit, dude. When I was falling in love with football, not playing it, I wasn't any good. I just like love ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like No'Shawn Moreno was a top 50 dude, something crazy, 5-star. And like, so you had this connection because you've been following him for years. Now it's year to year, right? And Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, understand that it's cruel and it's harsh. It's like, is it really year to year? Yes.
Yeah.
But if you perform, this is what it'll produce. And look at the NFL talent. Like, that doesn't get talked about enough. The NFL talent that Lane Kiffin is churning out at Ole Miss. Even guys like Juice Wells, who, yep, he just got signed to the Jackson Dart-led New York Giants practice squad. Of course he did. Jared Ivey was undrafted and still ended up on the 53 with the Seattle Seahawks. You see what I'm saying? Like, I watched Jared Ivey, great prospect that a lot of people like, have a really bad Ole Miss pro day, but like he should have never been undrafted, mm-hmm. and yet he was, and look where he is now. And that's because of Lane Kiffin and process. And yes, for 1 year, you might not make the millions and gazillions of dollars, but over 4 to 5, are you willing to be patient? Are you willing to take those steps? Because if you are, man, the security that Oxford, when it only is about falling in love with the place, Oxford sells itself. This has been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry, Zach at Zach _ Berry. We both write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. An affiliate of On Three from Bluff City Rebel. Is Luke Haas healthy? Yes, just still getting back into it, I think. I think that's one thing I'm looking for this weekend in my now 34-27 Ole Miss win. more 12 personnel. You don't just have to have Daquan Wright. We talked about here in the show.
Did he have a foot injury?
Yes, his ankle. He had ankle surgery in July, and he actually came back sooner than – I mean, he was a captain for Arkansas. He was supposed to be on Talk of Champions today, and unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute. So I said, let's go live with Zach Berry. He's healthy. He's just still working his way back. And, man, they could use him. Heck, yeah, let it be this weekend with more 12 personnel. I could certainly see that happen. I think they'll give it a shot. But I had one – I wanted to finish it with this. Here we go. Because it's not just TC 1999. He said one portal commit for next year and your life depended on it. Or if you had to guess, according to Trey Clark, one portal transfer for next year and your life depended on it. So two of them say these picks will determine our future, our life and death. Who will sing at my wake? Who will live and die and tell my stories? Who is that prospect, transfer, potential portal guy? If you had to bet your life on it, that Ole Miss adds in the offseason, it would be.
Do you have one?
Deuce Knight. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I guess it doesn't have to be like a play right away guy.
No, they're just asking one transfer. You never match my energy. You came in and matched my energy.
I was thinking of like who would come in and like start. Because I'm sure Deuce Knight can come.
Okay, fine, but I picked him. You can't pick him. Go.
Let's go with. What was his name?
Never matches my energy, man.
Defensive lineman that went to Auburn. What was his name?
Oh, gosh, man. I think I thought about that kid when I was watching the Georgia-Auburn game. Shoot, now we just. Oh, see, you always just bring me down because this is going to be stuck in my head now. Jamonte I was jamming out. Say it again.
Jamonte Waller.
That's a great pick. But also two Auburn Tigers. So, you know, kind of bringing it awful circle for the
If you want a juicy one that I was talking about over the weekend with some people, because he's been so fun this year, little reunion tour with Damon Williams, quarterback of Washington.
Yes. Love that one. Love that.
I wrote about him
at the Ole Miss Spirit. Did you see in the bins all day Monday AMA? Go back and check it out. He was one of a number of transfer quarterback possibilities. I was asked who could those potentially be on the Ole Miss message board, olemissspirit.com, on three, $1. Just sign up and hang out with us. We just do this. We talk about Ole Miss stuff all day. They asked about who would those transfer quarterback potential guys be. Damon Williams, absolutely up there. The Cal quarterback. Man, can I interest you in Nico Iamaleva?
He's going to be expensive.
Yes.
Cal.
That's why I think Damon Williams and Deuce Knight double dip. That's pretty salty. But I'm saying none of that has to be happening. Like, Deuce Knight's going to come in here to push Austin Simmons. That's my prediction. So if I had to bet my transfer life on it, Deuce Knight's going to come in here for an Austin Simmons-led Ole Miss team that's coming off a playoff, if not national championship, with the Island Time that is – Trinidad Chambliss, but now Austin Simmons, he's healed up. He's ready to go. It's time to keep going. The process rolls on.
You could still be on Island Time if you went out and got JKS from Cal.
Yeah. But that guy's not after this year. He's not coming in to sit. And they're not, if Austin Simmons is still here,
I didn't say he was.
I know. But Austin Simmons is only going to be here next year if he's the starter, which is more than fair, and he should be.
In this hypothetical universe, I'm not counting on it, but that's just me.
Well, in this – okay, so you bet your transfer life.
But you have your own hypothetical, so.
Yes, which is what makes this silly exercise we call Talk of Champions so much fun for both me and my friend Zach. As Jenny Moyer points out, I love Jenny Moyer. We've never met. I hope I see you in the Grove at Ole Miss, whatever, just in Walmart one day in my life to say I have seen you all in my comments, watching my shows on Twitter. Thank you for your support. You're awesome. So is Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. That's Riverland Roofing. No one's doing more in the name, image, and likeness space than these guys right here, Riverland Roofing. Also, my thanks to B&A Bank, my hometown bank. Give them your business. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. And, yes, it is, Jenny, good to have us back together. That means my guy Zach, Ben, just talking about Ole Miss sports. Who's got it better than us, Zach? Nobody. Nobody. God is good. I love you, buddy, and I'll see you next time.
See you, bud. Happy Tuesday.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.